John Warhurst is a professor of political science at ANU. He has formally retired to become an adjunct professor and is concentrating on the things that are important in life. He's got a strong interest in social justice. He's also part of our daily or weekly breakfast as a regular contributor to the Canberra Times. He's also still, or has been, president of the Republican Movement.
Yeah, I'm deputy at the moment, but I'm still active.
So he's very active in the on the political scene, I think he's going to bring another very important perspective to our discussion. Thank you, John.
Thanks very much, Bob, and it's a great pleasure to be here. Being the last cab off the rank in a very interesting day has its good and bad points, but I suppose you'll bear with me. I mean, one of the things that I notice is that clearly my topic, and I've called it one among many competing interests in a pluralist democracy, have in fact Eleni and Jack and John have in their various ways and from different perspectives, I suppose, come at that question as well. So there might be a little bit of repetition or different, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. I'm a realist. I suppose my own position is that I'm a realist about church influence in our society, whether the churches are advocating social justice or doing other things within our society. Sometimes I'm optimistic, sometimes I'm more pessimistic. I agree with John Langmore that we're not powerless and we shouldn't behave as if we are. I agree with Eleni that sometimes I despair about what I think are the ways in which the media treat in an overblown way alternative views of social justice, the power of the Christian right, for instance, and so on. Maybe it's to do with Jack Waterford's comments about increasing inexperience in the media or the concentration of ownership. I think there are different ways of looking at the media. Certainly when I get rung up, dial a quote someone said to me the other day from the Canberra Times. And interestingly enough, I think some of the people who ring me up from the Canberra Times, the younger journalists, I don't actually think they know that I'm a columnist in the Canberra Times. which I think relates to Jack Waterford's point about perhaps many journalists not reading their own paper. And I think also I was struck by Jack's comment about the lack of perhaps historical depth on many issues. And sometimes you say things which seem quite unremarkable. You know, mention names like Hawke or Keating or Whitlam or whatever, and this is taken as very important insight which I'm offering into a contemporary debate. And I'm not for one moment trying to put down my recent students at all, but they do bring particular skills and also deficits perhaps in their ability to address particular issues. And I was amazed at Jack Waterford's comment about the very small percentage of Canberra Times staff who were actually on the staff at the time of the last ACT election. I thought you just can't have a depth of perspective. But anyway, I think I'm wearing two hats. One is a sort of a political science outside observer hat, which I've done for most of my life, and the other is as a person wearing a church hat who's within the Catholic tradition has been involved in ways in the equivalent organisations to Eleni's within the Catholic Social Justice Council, and also the equivalent to Uniting Care, which I think is the Centre Care Catholic Social Services side of things. And I would like to make some remarks about the difference, I think, between the role of the churches in those two areas, one where you're essentially an advocate for, when I say abstract issues, you know, I'm not trying to, you perhaps know what I mean, and the other where you're speaking from as a service deliverer, and I think that does make a difference in terms of your ability to get a run in the debate. But before I get going to say something about my title, one among many, I would like to make two preliminary points, which we as sort of social justice activists, I think, need to think about and reflect on. One is the question of whether we are seen as part of the problem or part of the solution. And I think for the wider community, I mean, we, I think, would see ourselves as part of the solution to social justice problems. But I think churches have to, and perhaps the church I come from has got more baggage than many others in this respect, have to see ourselves as whether we are seen as part of the problem